Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me today. I have a very, very special show today. I've got a friend of mine and a fellow Hay House author, Crystal Andrus. She has a wonderful new book out called Simply Empowered. I'm very excited to have her share her story, have her share her message, and to be able to share how I first met Crystal. I was actually at an I Can Do It in Toronto, and when she walked in the room, she was a person that just immediately commanded attention, and not the attention that we get from ego, but she just had a very specialness about her. She had the energy with my gift of being able to see the aura. She had a very infectious, contagious energy about her, but she also had a lot of energy in her that basically told the story that she had had a life that many of us hear about but can't necessarily overcome. So when I saw her, I thought there's a tremendous amount of strength in this woman. There's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. There's a tremendous amount of I can do it energy. And then when I actually had the opportunity to talk to Crystal, everything that I picked up intuitively via her field was just fulfilled tenfold. And I know that you're going to enjoy her. She is a leader, worldwide leader in the field of self-discovery and personal transformation. Part of the tough beginning that she started out with life around is sexual abuse. She actually moved out at 15. She battled some major health scares, huge weight gain. That was one of the things that was just phenomenal when I had talked to her, that she was able to overcome a difficult divorce and near bankruptcy. I mean, there's really not much more other than the fact she ended up becoming a single mother of two daughters. And over the course of all of that happening, and really in a very short period of time in her life, she's really risen to become one of the best-selling authors, motivational speaker. She's a wonderful women's advocate, nutritionist, and weight loss expert, and she's actually been featured on the international show, and is a part of that, is called X-Weighted. It's seen in more than 15 countries. Her first book, Simply Woman, was actually published in 2006, and it came in number 14 in the Reader's Choice at Chapters, Indigo, and Kohl's across Canada. And the thing that I love about Crystal is that she's so open and honest and unpretentious in being able to share her story, and she's a wonderful personal coach, and she's actually a personal coach to people in all walks of life. We have celebrities, medical doctors, artists, musicians, scientists, psychologists, other best-selling authors. You know, we all need some coaching as we're doing our work. And one of the things that I love about her the most is that she is open to sharing and giving without any kind of expectation in return to everyone. Her biggest passion, big in her light, is to be able to help people who are really willing and ready to become the heroes of their lives, as she has said, and so many of the different stories that she tells. But and then the other part of her is that she's actually living, this is kind of a personal part of this, Crystal, she's actually living a dream that she wanted to live in a big farmhouse. And she actually lives in this grand old farmhouse in a tiny town in southern Ontario with her husband, her children, four dogs, cats, a hamster, and a flock of singing canaries. So I know that you're going to enjoy her. We're going to be talking about her story. We're going to be talking about the book itself and the personal aspect that she's so willing to share. And in addition to all of that, then we're going to both be taking your calls and answering questions. And, you know, they can be directed at Crystal or me or Crystal and I all at the same time. So if you have a question for us, you can call us at 877-230-3062. That's for the U.S. and Canada. And then we have a number that's good for everywhere, including international callers. That's 425-644-5620. So please give us a call. We'll love to answer questions and share stories. So, Crystal, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, Carol, what a beautiful, beautiful introduction. That was just beautiful. I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Well, what a beautiful person. I mean, if any of you go to, and I'm going to have Crystal share websites and how to be able to get her book and everything, but I will tell you, any of you that go to her website and you see a picture of Crystal, you will know instantly what I was talking about. So I know that this book, Simply Empowered, is a book that had been inside of you. When I started reading it and I started, you'd asked me to, you know, offer a testimonial toward it. When I started reading your story, I thought this is something that all of us can really be able to learn from, because life is complex, but there is a simplicity about it as well. And just the name Simply Empowered means that it doesn't have to be complex. On the back of your book, one of the quotes that I love the most was by Debbie Ford. She writes, Crystal Andrus has overcome a story that would leave many feeling victimized and small, and yet it didn't. What changed it?
What changed the story? I think realizing it's just a story. It's just a story, and it's not me. My story is not who I am. And I think, Carol, I don't know why I was given this. I mean, we all have different talents. Some of us have great beat, and we can dance like crazy, and some of us can listen to music and pick out the different instruments. And I from the time I was really little, as little as I can remember, felt special. And that's okay to say. For years, I was embarrassed to say that. I never would have wanted to say to anybody, oh, I think I'm special. And even though terrible things were happening and circumstances were happening around me and to me, inside, I just always thought, but I know that I'm still special, and I held on to that. So I realized even when terrible things were happening, I thought, those are terrible things that are happening to me, but they're not me. And somehow I could separate myself from the experiences and from who I was. And it was almost like I had a driver inside me. And really, Carol, we've talked before, for many, many years, that driver was to prove maybe to my parents, to prove to people that had abused me, or to prove to people, the naysayers who would say I couldn't do certain things, to prove I was special. I was special. I was lovable, even if nobody loved me. There was something in me that, and I was all about trying to probably prove it to myself that I was lovable. And that is what urged me to just keep overcoming every obstacle. It was almost like, I'll prove. And maybe there was a little part of me that knew from the time I was little, and we all are messengers of one kind or another, whether we're writers or we're speakers or we're great mothers or whatever we are, I knew that I had a purpose. I had a reason to be here, and I just kept moving in that direction.
When you know, and I think that really is something that is so pivotal for all of us to remember, and something that just keeps coming up over and over in your book, is the fact that we do have a purpose. And whether that purpose, like you said, is to be an author or a speaker or to be able to talk to hundreds of people or thousands of people or one person, when we do what we are really good at and we share from that compassionate intensity and love of life from our heart and love of ourselves, everything changes, doesn't it, Crystal?
It does. You know, I do retreats, and I even invite people. And funny enough, you talked about my home. I you know, as a single mother for many years building this, I lived in a little rental. It didn't define me. And if I lost this beautiful 4,000-square-foot house and my retreat center and all the stuff that I have, I can truly say from the bottom of my heart, I'd still be okay. I'd be just fine. I'd go back to a little rental, and I'd get my girls, and we'd paint the walls purple, and we'd be just fine. So even now, these great things. But I do these retreats now, and I invite people right into my home. It's amazing. People will say, are you crazy? You open up your house to strangers? I have no fear. I don't feel afraid. And at the end of a day, again, people will ask me, you must be exhausted. And I think, I'm alive. I feel alive. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I love what I'm doing. It doesn't mean there aren't times when I'm cooking all the food prior to the event that I don't feel tired. But you know, when you're loving what you do, there's an energy that gives back to you, and you know you're on track. And the great way to know if you're on track is, do you like what you do? Do you feel great when you wake up? And if not, you got to start tweaking things to move you in the right direction.
Well, and that, again, is another message that I found so simply, beautifully written, is that this does not have to be hard. It doesn't have to have the suffering associated with it, but it does have to have courage behind it. It's that part that you look inside and you really find that part of yourself that you love. And it may seem like just a small little kind of pebble in the pool of who you are, but if you can do that and you can
absolutely
hang on, There you go. And then,
yeah, absolutely. Tweaking, I just said the word tweaking. Well, I know sometimes we think we have to do a major overhaul. Well, a lot of tweaking creates a major overhaul.
Exactly.
And you know, I think sometimes people think, well, how am I going to change my whole life, Crystal? And I say, well, why not change your whole life today? Because that might make you not do anything. Because changing your whole life is overwhelming. But why don't you take one thing today? Let's do one thing. Because building your courage is like, it's a muscle. It's like building any muscle. You don't just get out of bed one day and say, I'm going to go run a marathon. But you might say, today I'm going to go for a 5-minute walk. And every day you build up your courage muscle by doing first the easier things, and then you start to increase your self-esteem. You start to feel, wow, I did that. I feel good about myself. And when you start to feel better about yourself, you make better choices. And then you make better choices, and then you make better choices. And then it becomes a carryover effect where you start to realize and recognize you're a great person. And maybe in the past you made some not-so-great choices, but you're a great person.
Well, and you know, the other thing is that I always share, as I find again in your book, is that at the time we make choices, we make them truly on the best information that we have at the time. And while in hindsight, it's always easy to look back and say, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done that. But in reality, at the time, it was the right thing. And it was part of this empowering that you're talking about. It's that part of you to be able to go in and to recognize the choices and say, is this truly me, or is it reflective of someone else? That's really what our experiences are. And like you said, if you come up and you say, well, that really isn't me, then like you said, it's the experience, but it's not really you.
Yeah, and you're allowed to change your mind.
Exactly.
And you're allowed to change your mind. That was the choice I made when I was 20, and I wouldn't make that same choice anymore, and I'm not going to beat myself up because I made that choice at 20. And maybe, like you said, Carol, it's the information we had at the time, but it's also where we're resonating at the time. If I'm resonating in shame, I feel terrible about myself. I have terrible secrets that I'm holding. Whatever it might be, I feel bad about some of the choices I made or the things that had happened to me. I never want anyone to find out. You're resonating at a very low place, and so it's very hard to make empowered choices when you feel disempowered. So it's the choice you made at the time that reflected where you're at. Let your choices just be a mirror. Let them show you, wow, I was feeling pretty crappy about myself then, and I made crappy choices. So I'm going to try to start making some better choices, and my life will begin to reflect back to me where I'm really at.
Absolutely. And again, it's going back in and just taking the time to be able to really look at those choices, to be able to figure out what is different now. How are you different now? And the first chapter, you talk about the necessity of cleaning things up before we can actually create and sustain success. And I think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about not going back and beating ourselves up for the choices we made, but really revisiting those choices to see that that may not have been who we are. It was where we were vibrating, but inside we have this special part. So talk to me a little bit and share with the listeners, what do you mean by cleaning things up?
Well, you know, I'm just because I've got my brain, you just said something that triggered something. So I'm going to say one quick thing and then I'll go to the cleaning up.
Oh,
you know,
good.
This morning I was teaching yoga. I teach yoga every day at my retreat center. It's just beautiful, the life I've created. And I was, at the end of the class, someone was making a joke about something, and I said, you know, I don't know what it is about me. And I was almost, at first said, just the way I am, and I was making a joke about it. I said, do you realize I was married, and I really never dated much. I married my husband, and 10 years later, you know, things the long story that happens in a lot of, and I didn't have the tools at the time, and I didn't know how to manage things at the time, and I did the best I could at the time. Looking back, maybe I would have made a better, different choices if I was this person today. But we split up, and for a year I was single. And I finally went on my first date with somebody that I just completely connected to, and I stayed with him for 7 years, never dated anyone else. I split up with him after 7 years and was single again for a year, and I never dated, and there I met my next man that now I'm married to, and we've been together for years, and we're madly in love. I said, you know, I've been with 3 men. This is pretty, and I made a joke, and I said, now that I think about it, do you know that when I went out to buy my wedding dress, I went in, and the first dress I tried on, I bought, and at first I started thinking, what's wrong with me? Do I just take the first thing that comes my way? And then I said, you know what I realized? I knew exactly what I wanted to look like at my wedding, so when I walked in, I described the dress I wanted. She brought it to me. I tried it on. Beautiful. I love it. I got it. I knew what I wanted in a man. I knew what qualities were so important to me. So when I met people along the way in that year of being single, it's not that I didn't date them, but I had conversation. I felt instantly this would be silly to go on 5 dates because I already know that this isn't a right connection for me. I learned to trust myself, and I did the work of figuring out what I want. What most people do is they go through life, and they're spinning their wheels, and they're flipping and flopping like fish out of water because they don't know what they want. They haven't done. They know what they don't want. I don't want to fight. I don't want this. I don't want to be fat. I don't, but they're not clear. And part of that first chapter in cleaning things up is cleaning up. Okay, all of those things happen. Now it's time to clean up the past experiences and get clear on what do you want. What do you want in your life? You've got to clean up. We all have stories that we wish, you know, we all have humiliation. We all have embarrassment. We all have things we've lied about, things we've done, things that have happened to us. I know women that have been carrying around the story of someone, their first husband, and it's been 25 years and they're still not ready to trust men. And they still don't let themselves get into a new loving relationship. People who carry the shame of a failed business, and then they're carrying around too much baggage. You know, someone made a joke at one of my retreats at the end of the day and said, do you realize, I didn't even realize, but for nearly 60 years I've been carrying around 50 pounds of garbage everywhere I go. I get in the car and I got my 50 pounds of garbage. I take the kids somewhere and I got my 50 pounds of garbage. And they don't realize it's exhausting. It's exhausting to carry on 50. You don't have enough energy to get on with your life because all your effort is going into holding on to all the crap, if I can say that word.
Well, no, absolutely, because, you know, in my world as a medical intuitive, it's first chakra, which is, of course, where, you know, we eliminate. But the bottom line of it is it's where that family of origin that we have in our survival mechanism really energetically holds on to
us.
It keeps us grounded in that old pattern,
yeah.
And it's difficult for us to, you know, rise above and move beyond. So that cleaning that crap out is very important.
In every area of your life, you got to face the music. Have you made a mess of your finances? Don't bury your head in the sand anymore. It's okay. Maybe you didn't learn good tools. Maybe you didn't learn good lessons. Who cares? Don't be embarrassed. I've made a mess of things, and I fix things. I've thought, you know, if I'm a best-selling author, I can't go through a divorce. I can't break up. You know, you met the man that I was with for many years, Carol. I loved him intensely till the day we split up. But there was only so many times that I could catch him cheating on me before I realized I can't stay in this. And yet, what will the world think of me? Don't believe you me. It ran through my head. How can I be writing books on empowerment and making great choices? And here I am in another second failed relationship. I had to do what was right for me, and I had to clean it up. I had to go in there and do that work of cleaning things up before I could reinvent my life, before I could reinvent. And we're always allowed to reinvent. That's the gift of life, is that we have free will. We have the right to change our mind. And if things aren't working, we got to reinvent, reprogram, and rebuild things. That's just the way it is. And in fact, lots of careers. You see people lots of times. I look at the Dixie Chicks. I tell that story in the book. I love what they did. You know, you look at sort of, you know, mainstream or country music stations when they, you know, had that whole fiasco where they talked about the President of the United States and all that went on, and they realized they were not going to be victims and they were not going to become, you know, just has-beens that were left behind. They reinvented their career. They recreated their music to attract, you know, mainstream America. And they've come back and they are now the highest grossing female band in American history. So, I mean, it can be done.
Absolutely.
Just because you're caught up one way, sometimes you have to take a pause. Have a grieving period, feel sorry for yourself, cry it out, and then say, okay, now let's get on with it.
And, you know, one of the things you just said, you know, having a grieving party and all the other things, really we aren't conditioned to allow ourselves to do that, yet it's in those times of that introspection, that pause, I call it the transition or the weighing the options, we have to go back and revisit to look at those to find new options. And all of those things are part of the whole evolution, so... very true stuff. We have to, clean things up. It's kind of like that metaphor. You know, if you have things in your closet that you wore when you were a size zero, you know, 28 or 40 years ago, you probably, truthfully, if you're not going to hand them out to grandkids, get rid of them.
Yeah, because, you know, it actually blocks you. It blocks you. It's like saying, I've got to be what I once was. You know, I look at my face and I think I'm a very pretty woman, but My face doesn't look the same. I'm not saying it doesn't look as good, but it just absolutely doesn't look the same as it did 20 years ago. And why would my body, and why should I be in the same size clothes, and why should we're allowed to age, and it's beautiful. And if you can look at yourself, I say go out. If, you know, if it's been 2 years and you put on some weight and you are taking care of yourself, you're loving yourself, it's been 2 years anyways, you need to get rid of those old clothes if they're not fitting you, and find some clothes that make you feel great for how you look today.
Absolutely. And I know as a medical intuitive, you know, you talked about carrying those 50 pounds and it's energetically, you know, wearing on you, and it's just psychologically wearing on you. And I, myself as a medical intuitive and the work that I do, all of those things that created that heavy weight about you can manifest in weight in the body, because
Absolutely.
We're in protection. We're protecting ourselves from something that is not protecting ourselves from ourselves. We're protecting ourselves from other people. Great stuff. Well, what I want to do is we do have some callers on the line, but I think what I'd like to do, Crystal, because we were had a few technical issues, we had to start a little bit late. Let's go ahead and, Sam, let's do a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back. We're talking to Crystal Andrus, the author of Simply Empowered, marvelous book. Please come back. We'll be talking more, and we're going to be taking your calls. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for joining me today and spending your morning with me. I have a very special guest, Crystal Andrus. She is, the author of Simply Empowered. We're talking about stories. We all have them. We're talking about the things that we can do to be able to change our life instead of letting our past and our decisions drive who we are today. What can we do to clean closets? Lots of great information. I've got more questions that I want to ask her to talk about. But first of all, I would like to invite you to join me on my free Your Health teleclass that I'm going to be offering April 22nd. That's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The topic, every month I have a topic. The topic for April is insomnia. Oh, my goodness, we could probably all use that. I'm going to be sharing a lot of the information about some of the things that cause insomnia. It isn't a one-size-fits-all. There's a lot of different aspects of our health and well-being and psychological well-being, and, of course, the culprit of stress that can contribute to it. I'm also going to be sharing some of the psychological hidden meanings behind it. So I believe that in the healing process, we have to deal with the body, but we have to deal with all of the underlying currents as well. And that is some of the stories that we have around our life or the psychological meanings around what creates insomnia. Afraid to get a rest, afraid that you're not going to get where you need to go. Those are just a few of them. that we do. I'm going to also share how it looks in the energy field. I map it in the chakra system so you can see origin site, primary, secondary symptom site, and then also I talk about the role your personality plays in increasing the susceptibility to having insomnia or sleep pattern issues. I'm going to be talking about sleep apnea and some of the other disorders. It's a lot of information, very, very rich with a lot of things that you as my listeners send me suggestions, questions you want to know about insomnia. And then I also go in conventional methods to be able to work with it and then also alternative therapy. So it's an hour-packed teleclass talking about all these things. There will be an audio download that is available for purchase as well as a printable PDF reference sheet. And a lot of the people that attend my classes actually are beginning to collect all of these different topics. There are 12 right now. And just be able to have it for reference for themselves and then also for friends. So I hope that you'll join me on April 22nd. The topic is insomnia, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to register for this free teleclass, please go to my website, www.ritberger, pronounced Reitberger, spelled R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com, and I would love to have you on the line. And again, if you have a question for me around insomnia, send me an email. Go to my website, click on contact, send me an email, and then I will try to answer that question in the research that I do. Well, Crystal, there's great things. We've had a lot of fun. I've got lines that are busy, so before I actually start taking the lines, I want to be sure to get this in multiple times. So would you please share with us your website and then also where people can get your book, Simply Empowered?
Sure. My website is my name, Crystal Andrus, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, just like the crystal, and Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, andrus.com. And you can get the book anywhere. You know, our first day out, Carol, our book launched, it hit number one on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, Barnes & Noble for self-help, self-esteem. So it's been a great success. If you get the book, come to my website, and you can you'll notice a little spot where it talks about Simply Empowered. Click on that, and if you put in, you know, that you purchased the book, we'll also get you over $2,000 worth of bonus gifts from other great authors, including yourself, Carol, Louise Hay, Don Miguel Ruiz, Robin Sharma, Debbie Ford, Dr. Christiane Northrup, just a ton of amazing people who have all got in behind me in supporting this book. So I would really encourage you again, crystalandrus.com, and come join us. And I have so many free gifts. I have a free 30-day body boot camp that you get when you buy the book. I have 7 free MP3s to help you create and sustain success in your life. We're doing tons of giveaways that just are really there to support and encourage you. And, you know, as I say all that, I'm going to brag a little bit, but it's been an extraordinary journey for me. When I think back and think 10 years ago, I was, you know, I knew nobody famous. I was not an author. I was, you know, and here I am now. My website in Canada, my website is the number one ranked author in the world. And internationally, our website traffic is probably in the top 10 authors worldwide. So please come visit the site. There's so much for you to do. There's so many tools for you to get. There's so much to support you. And I still pinch myself at just how well things have taken off. And I really attribute it to, you know, everything is an exchange of energy. And when you give high-quality product and high-quality service, that exchange comes back to you in return. So, and I really believe that that's what's happened. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share it with all your listeners, Carol.
Well, you are most welcome, and I think that there's something else that you have done that is so important that, you know, we really do need to share with people the things about ourselves we love, and it's okay to, you know, to share and brag, and there's a difference that there's the bragging that comes from ego, and then there's the bragging that comes from that compassionate heart, that genuine desire to be able to help people make a difference in their life, and that is what Crystal is all about. So please do go to our website. It's an absolutely beautiful website. For those of you who might tend to buy books based on cover and beauty, this book, Simply Empowered, is a beautiful book to touch. And then you go inside with all of the information. I'd like to go in, Crystal, if you would indulge me. Let's go in and let's talk to Michelle from Colorado. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I listen to you all the time, and I have several of your books. And how appropriate today that I'm listening to Crystal as well. I've had an opportunity to do some life coaching. However, I haven't really touched too much on it just yet, and I just wanted your opinion on it and what you thought maybe if I would do well at it, or, you know, I just wanted your opinion.
Well, boy, I'm really good at giving that, and I'm sure that Crystal will be also. And one of the things that I can tell you, sweetie, is I touch your energy. You are a born teacher. You have been doing this ever since you're a little girl, but you don't teach, again, in that authoritarian part. You have a lot of mentor, counselor energy about you. The biggest challenge that I'm picking up, and I'm going to turn you over to Crystal, is what kind of life coach do you want to be, honey? Your story of your life, you could do business, you could do life coaching, you could do relationship coaching.
You should come and be one of the coaches with our school. We have the SWOT Institute, Simply Woman Accredited Trainer. It's a complete empowerment coaching for women, and we have opened up, and we are getting students registering every single day. So please check that out, Michelle.
I will. And that's my problem. I don't know what I want to do life coach. I know I want to do it, and I love helping people and inspiring people, but I just don't know where and what, you know, aspect I really want to jump into.
Well, I think one of the things to look for, Michelle, is what is it that lights you up most? You know, when I talk about our school, again, the SWOT Institute, you can check that out as well if you go online, SWOT Institute, or you can find it from my site, is my passion became... And now it's interesting because probably I've done so much of my own inner work and healing myself that I'm not afraid of men anymore. But, you know, it created a really beautiful niche for me in that I really wanted to work with women. And at first I thought it was about weight. I wanted to help women feel more empowered. I'd gained over 80 pounds in my pregnancies and was over 200 pounds. And it was such a profound experience for me being an attractive, young, you know, skinny little sweetie when I was young, and then to gain so much weight and the way the world treated me differently. It sure did treat me differently. And then starting to lose the weight, I realized I didn't just want to lose weight. I wanted to lose my preoccupation with the weight. So the weight came off, and I thought, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. What I realized is you don't have to have the whole big picture, but I realized I wanted to work with people, and I didn't want to work with people getting them ready for fitness competitions. I wanted to work with that woman that I could really relate to. And I started with that. And then as I began working with women, I realized there's a lot more going on here than eating broccoli. And I knew we needed to work on the emotional part. So then I started, you know, I went back to school and I learned more about the psychological part of addictions and why we get, and self-esteem and codependency. And it continued to transform my own life and healing parts of myself. That's what we've created. For me, it was a process that I realized that I wanted to work with women and help them to get empowered in all areas of their life. And that's why I created my SWOT Institute, which is really empowering women emotionally, physically. So we have different modules, and it starts off with learning about the body and then learning about your emotions, empowering yourself financially, and then empowering yourself in relationships, and then to be able to go out and to be able to coach other women to be able to do that in their own lives. What I encourage you to do, you know, grab my book, Simply Empowered, and there's a ton of different tests, different ways for you to start to figure out what do you really love, and answer quick. When you're going through a test, don't give yourself too much time to think. Don't let your thinking brain step in. Let your heart speak, because you feel things. You like certain words. You like different feelings. You don't know why you like them, and you don't have to explain why you like what you do. Just and you'll start to notice a pattern. It's like deciding, you know, it's funny. Years ago when I wanted to redo my kitchen, and all I did is I didn't want to tell somebody what I like, so I went out and I bought about 20 magazines, and I didn't know why I liked certain kitchens, just ripped out the picture. I didn't want to explain why I like it. I ripped out the picture until I got a bunch of pictures together, and then I started, do I like this one better than this one, and what is it I like? And I narrowed them right down until I was able to create my dream kitchen. But it took a little bit of work going into it, and I say, do some of the tests that are in my book, Simply Empowered, and it will help you start to narrow down what your real values are, what really lights you up. Most of us go after the means, you know, the means to an end. Right. It's not the means you want, it's the end you want. You maybe want to feel security. Do you want to feel like you're making a difference? Do you want to feel like... You got to figure out what you really want to feel at the end of the day. Do you really want to be famous, or do you really want to have money, or do you really want to have... And there's nothing wrong with any one of those things, and that's what I learned. So I started to learn, I do want to have money, and the reason I want to have money is I want to have a great life, and I want to make a difference in the world. A portion of all of our proceeds that we make is in trust now. We're building Simply Woman Safe Havens. in impoverished countries on the, around the world. That's something I knew at the end of my life. I wanted to know I made a difference. You will have to get really clear on what do you want to feel. And once you figure out what you want to feel at the end of a day, at the end of a week, at the end of your life, when you look back at your life, I want to feel what? When you figure that out, it's very easy to start to zero in and make choices. Yes to that, no to that. I get offers every day. Oh, Crystal, you should do this TV show. Oh, Crystal, you should come and work. And I have to zero in and go, wait, I got to bring it back to what my priorities are and what I want to feel. That sounds exciting, and that looks like a lot of fun, and I'd probably be great at that. But no, I have to say no, because it doesn't align with my vision of my life.
And that's something that I'm starting to learn about, you know, what aligns with my soul purpose and what makes me feel good.
Working with people
and helping people, and it's a joy for me to be able to inspire people to do things. So,
And the thing is, like Crystal is saying, Michelle, think it to the end. What will you want to look like? What changes will you want to do? And the other thing is that so many times we have this inner knowing that we want to go for you as, you know, becoming a life coach. Go in and look at the different programs. Look at Crystal's program. Look at the task. Look at what it is. Take that first step. We get so caught up and we want to do the right thing the first time, but we don't always know what the right thing is till we get into it. So when you get into a program like Crystal's, you will learn the basics, the fundamentals. What I kept hearing with Crystal saying is, it's all about you. It's kind of what those old ancient metaphysicians used to say in the healing process. Know thyself. Go back and know yourself, your strength.
Spend this time. That's it.
Spend this
time to figure out what you want. I heard one time someone said, I climbed the ladder only to realize once I got to the top it was leaning on the wrong wall. Don't spend your time climbing ladders to get to the top and go, I was the most successful person in the company that I hated. Didn't even want to be part of that company, but I wanted to prove my worth, so I climbed. I spent 20 years climbing that ladder. Stop for a minute. You have to pause. I'll have women all the time, and men. I don't mean to say only women that say, I don't have the time to do this work. And I say, well, you don't really have the time not to. You know, I look and I go, I'm so glad I took a year in between every major. I've had three big relationships in my lifetime since I was a teenager, and I took a year in between both. And in that year, I grieved, I cried, what should have been, what could have been, what ought to have been. And when I finally reached that point that I realized that he's not the one or he'd be here, now I want to really create a new wish list of qualities that now that I'm 40, what do I want as a 40-year-old woman that was different than I was a 20-year-old woman? What do I want? What's important to me? So when I meet someone on the first date, I realize he doesn't like this and he doesn't like, but he's really cute. Oh, well. You got to know what you want.
Or he'd be really good arm candy, as my single sister says, but the bottom line of it is.
I could really sculpt him into, why not just get a guy that's already there? Or why not start the job that you already love? Why try to fix things? That's what we women do especially. We're going to fix everything, and we can put all our energy into fixing that house up, fixing that person up, fixing that thing up, figure out what you want, what's important to you right now at this stage of your life, and create a life based on this.
And I have to ask a question, Michelle. Did you do your personality assessment? Do you remember your color?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a green.
You know what, sweetie? Whatever you do, let that heart make your decision. If you try to think it too much, you try to make it on logic, the minute you make that decision, that little voice inside is going to go, oops. And then go back to that. And then do check out Crystal's program and see what tasks are involved. Because, you know, so much of what we do in life, there are tasks involved in it. And if the task requires you to be out of your personality, you can do that for so long. And then it's going to reach a place that's going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like the task. So really look at it. But take that first step. Again, take that first step. And
it's all about action.
If that's not the first step, you haven't failed, step back, look at it again, and then go from there. I think that's really important. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. We wish you lots of good energy on this. Do check out Crystal's SWOT. I love the SWOT Institute. And SWOT stands for Simply Woman Accredited Training, SWOT. Is that cool or what?
I love it. Yes, I love it.
Thank you very much,
ladies.
Michelle. You have
thank
a wonderful
you,
day.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Carol.
I got to tell you really quickly because I'm just on my Facebook wall. I would love anyone to join me on Facebook or Twitter. It's just under Crystal Landers. But one of the things I had on my Facebook wall, I just want to share this with you really quickly. I told them all I'm going to be on Carol's show, and I'm getting people talking. And one of the things I asked, I said, you know, one of my questions, I think it was yesterday at 10:43 p.m., I asked what other people in the world are doing with their time because it's our most precious commodity. And one of the women wrote, Betsy, wrote on my Facebook wall, I'm looking for a full-time job, looking to the angels for assistance, looking within for answers, and wasting time on Facebook. And I thought it's interesting because I wanted to write back, and then I caught myself. I wanted to write back, Betsy, how much are you looking at your resume, and how much are you, you know, how much are you actually, what do you mean you're looking for a full-time job, looking to the angels? And I love all that. I love angels, and I love God, and I meditate every day. But I really do believe it was the Buddha that said, you know, sitting at the bottom of the mountain in the lotus position humming will never get you to the summit.
Absolutely. And I always say to people, and beautifully said, is that the view at the top is a lot different than the view at the bottom. So very good. Well, what
I
want
to... You better climb. You better take the steps.
You bet.
Because nothing's going to get you there. Praying to angels is not going to bring you to where you want to be. And I love angels. I love God.
Absolutely.
But angels are not going to do it for you. Angels are going to give you little signs and then say, you better get up off your butt and go do what you want to get done.
Absolutely. And the thing is that I know from the work that I do, everything in the universe, angels, the divine, everything is there to support what you do.
That's
Nobody
it.
Can do it but you. So
that's it.
And that's one of the things that I love in the book as well. And you know, we've got a few more minutes, so I want to touch a couple more topics that you have. You know, this tough love approach, I think that we do need to look at ourselves in true honesty and look at ourselves and look at what we do, what we've done, and then look at what we really want to do and do the clean house. But I think it takes that tough love, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I used to years ago, and you know, I was on Hay House Radio, as you were for many years. And when I think back, when I listen back to some of my very first shows, I was so soft, and I was so loving, and I was so kind, and it was all lovely and good. But, and it's probably because I've had big changes even since back then, and that brought me to a certain point. But the reality is, you know, no one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save me. And it's when I finally got a little tougher, and my toughness was filled with love, though. You know, truth without love can be harsh. Truth with a pure intention and love helps people make quick decisions. We don't need to waste time. So I laser through and I say it straight. And there's no point in telling people, yeah, it's great, and you should, yeah, that's lovely. Tough love is sometimes the best love. It's the most effective. It's let's get straight to it. Let's not waste time. You're too important. Your life's too important. I don't want to hear the excuses, even justifiable ones, because we all have them. You have to step it up. And if you really want to step it up, then I'm there to say, okay, let's get it done. Let's get you to where you want to be. And the reality is, in 4 months, if you were to look at all the areas of your life, you can radically transform your life. It takes a little bit of time to make changes in every area, but it doesn't have to take that long. And it does take a real tough love sometimes approach with yourself and with the people in your life. Sometimes it means saying to the people in your life, I love you. This isn't about you. This is about me, and this is what I need to do for me.
Absolutely.
And letting that go, because you're doing it for you now. And people respect you in the end. Most of our family will fight us when we first start making changes. They don't like it. People don't like change. In the end, they respect us, that we had the courage and the integrity and the dignity to follow our own dream.
Absolutely. I call it the suffer meter. Everything that you're going to look at that isn't, in your that is in your life, use the suffer meter. The more you're suffering, the more you need out of it. And again, your book has a lot of information. It has a lot of different assessments for us to be able to look at ourselves, lots of information, a lot of approaches that we can take. You know, it's, again, you know very well as you, you know, add all of this in your book, one size doesn't fit all, but we do have to take that first step.
Yeah, and the book isn't designed to give you the answers. The book is designed to ask the right questions so that you have the... We all have our own answers. That's the truth. We run off in search of everybody else to tell us what's right for us. But if you get clear, and that takes a little bit of work to get that clarity, and once you start to get that clarity and you start to know how to ask the right questions,
you can go within and you can find what's right for you, because no one can really tell you what's right for you except you.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to actually, before we're getting into the wrap down of the show, one of the things that I absolutely love and I want to share with the listeners is there is a difference between a solution and a Band-Aid fix. And empowered people, as you say in the book, always find a solution, while people that feel disempowered, for whatever reason, again, this isn't about judgment, but for whatever reason, they're always seeking that temporary Band-Aid fix. It's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a boo-boo and then maybe it'll go away. But when you really become personally empowered, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of energy and momentum and possibilities and ideas and options that come forward. So, again, wonderful book. Again, please tell us, Crystal, how people are going to be able to get your book, about your website. I will encourage all of you, please do sign up for her emails and for her boosts that she gives on a regular basis. They are absolutely fabulous. One of the things I love personally about Crystal's website is it isn't selling things. It's selling information, it's sharing, it's open, and it's providing tools. So I encourage you to do that. So, Crystal, please, websites again, and tell us again about Swab Institute.
Thank you. Thank you. It's, again, www.crystalandrus, CrystalAndrus.com. On there you can learn how to become a coach. You can find a coach. You can join our free community message forum. You can get our 7 free MP3, 7 free gifts that come every single day if you do decide to buy the book. And I love that you pointed out that I'm not selling anything, because I think that, my business has flourished more than it's ever flourished now that I'm just giving. I give a lot of support and information and encouragement, and it's just come back tenfold. But you can find out about all of those different things. If you decide that you want to spend $15, whatever it is, to get a copy of Simply Empowered, come to my website, click on the little part that says, get your $2,000 worth of free bonus gifts, and go in and you'll get access to a whole ton of more of wonderful gifts from amazing authors around the world, including my 4-week body boot camp that will help you to take back your health and create a really great humming body, and that's included for free as well. So it's crystalandrus.com. You can find out about the SWOT Institute, our online empowerment coaching program for women, there as well.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to say, Candy and Barbara, I know that you've been on the line. Thank you so much for being patient to
can
stay
I
on
jump
the line.
In? Carol, can I ask them if they want to send me a quick email at crystal@crystalandrus.com just for waiting patiently, I will make sure I send them a free book.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So, Candy from New Hampshire and Barbara from San Diego, thank you for the patience for being on the line. Please do email Crystal, and she will send you an autographed copy. I'm sure
That's
you could
right.
twist her arm for that
of
one.
Of course I will.
And,
send me a quick
then,
email. Go to my website.
Go to her website, and then she'll be able to do that. That's one of the things that I love about Crystal, is that she actually does most of her own answering of, again, the questions. Learn about empowering yourself. Find out about your trickster that we all have. And then also one of the things that I really was very interested in, your stress personality. So the big question, are you a rabbit, a lion, a deer, or an owl? Now, that ought to make you want to go buy the book. Crystal, thank you so much, sweetie. It's been absolutely
Thanks,
wonderful.
Carol. I love and adore you.
I'd love to have you on the show. And all of you, I hope that you will join me on my teleclass again. That's April 22nd, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You can register at www.ritberger.com. If for any reason you want to re-listen to the show, or you want to be able to share it with a friend, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Click on the archives. It's going to be up within 24 hours. Download it, share it, and so forth. And, Crystal, I wish you only love, but I really wish you such great success. I know that it will be. So, again, thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
you have
you.
A wonderful week. I'll see you next Wednesday on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.